Welcome, Claudia Slattery, Adjustees Holistic Reproductive Practitioner. Wow, what a mouthful, Claudia. Hello, and what does this mean to folk out there?
Hi, Heather. In basic terms, it pretty much means I'm a natural fertility specialist. I'm the only South African qualified and completed the Justice course, and I have three focus areas. That's the first one is birth control, looking at alternative birth control methods, but also just educating women to understand that they have options. And I teach women how to chart their cycle so they have an option of a natural birth control. The second is helping women to fall pregnant, women who are battling to fall pregnant, or women who are just thinking about falling pregnant. I help them and guide them and teach them about their cycles so that they can increase their chances of conceiving. And the third aspect is I will help with women who have endometriosis, PCOS, any reproductive health problems. But in everything I do, I look at the body holistically and I work with the body, with the woman naturally, no hormones and no chemicals.
Well, this sounds very, very interesting. Now, tell us about natural birth control, Claudia.
So women have the most amazing bodies and they tell us every day what they require. The problem is that we women have just lost this ability to listen to our bodies. We don't confide in our mothers and our grandmothers like we did in the past, and therefore we've lost some vital information, and natural birth control is actually one of them. So a woman is actually only fertile for 7 days in her whole cycle, and it is during this phase that she can fall pregnant. This pretty much leaves us with 20 days that she cannot fall pregnant, no matter how hard she tries to. Now, all women are different, and a normal cycle can be anywhere from 24 to 60 days long. Yes, that's right. So we all have different cycles, and each woman has to learn what her cycle is doing and what it's telling her. When she's ovulating, how long the luteal phase is, when she can fall pregnant and when she can't fall pregnant. And that is the key to natural birth control. But natural birth control requires a woman to listen to her body. It requires her to take her waking temperature with a special BBT thermometer and chart cervical mucus. Cervical mucus is that white opaque gel-like substance that a woman would see at certain times of her cycle. When she sees this mucus, she is fertile and she has 75% chance of falling pregnant. So natural birth control requires a woman to observe, chart, and interpret signs every day. When she is taught how to do this properly with the guidance of a qualified practitioner, she has the birth control method that is 99.6% effective, the same as any hormonal contraceptive. And the bonus, this only takes 5 seconds to do every day.
Wow, that's something else, eh? I must say, I'm really, really something I've never heard of before. So it's going to be a very interesting, I'm sure you'll get great response to this. Now, how does the Justice method of fertility awareness assist with reproductive health problems? The one I know well is in endometriosis that, you know, we've already mentioned.
The Justice method of fertility and awareness is a method a woman uses to chart her menstrual cycle. So when a woman charts, she actually creates this really colorful and awesome picture of what her body is doing every day. And this is done by charting the temperature and the mucus. Now, the chart can actually be used as a diagnostic tool because this gives us so much information. And the information it gives us is things like when the woman's ovulating, is the phase from ovulation to the next cycle a minimum of 12 days, which is actually what we need? Is she producing mucus? How long is her menstruation? Is she suffering from thyroid issues? Does she have hormonal imbalances? And does she have PMS? This is just an example, and the list is endless. However, the chart enables us to diagnose what the client is experiencing and enables the woman to make a decision on how to proceed with her treatment. Most reproductive health problems are a symptom that something in your life is actually not enabling your body to function properly. And a condition such as endometriosis can be relieved and maintained by making lifestyle changes. Through a chart, a woman can see how her lifestyle choices are affecting her body, and the changes such as eating a gluten-free diet, supplementing her body with the right nutrients, and reducing stress all impact on these conditions. And thus empowers a woman to change her life. It is really amazing to watch a woman go on this journey where she sees what damage she's doing to her body, but through the chart, she has the ability to make the changes and see the difference in her body, her life, and her self-esteem.
And what programs do you have to empower adolescent women approaching or going through puberty?
Currently, my focus has been teaching women about their cycles because I've really had to focus on mothers, because if mothers realize that they have complete control over their fertility and their bodies, then they will educate their daughters to do the same. So my ultimate goal is to get the Justice program into South African schools, into their education program, but it is taking time. First is to educate the mothers and then the daughters. This information is so important that our young girls really should be given this information. And regarding adolescents, the only way we're going to reduce teenage pregnancy is to educate our daughters that ovulation is the key to our menstrual cycle. And I would really love to see young girls and boys making educated choices about having sex and not simply giving them a condom, because that's not educating the adolescents of today.
Mm. Now, basically, you've given yourself a huge goal to roll it out to the schools. You need to clone yourself millions of times, but I think, you know, all good things with that, because it's really, I believe, the way to go. The natural way is the way to go, and it's very, very interesting information.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to look at what sort of products have you got in and around what Justice does.
What I realized when I started practicing is that the chemicals that our sanitary products, our tampons and our pads, have in them are so bad that they're causing half of our menstrual problems, our cramps, and even illnesses because of the toxic chemicals in the products. We're seeing hormone imbalances, fertility problems, fibroid, immune system suppression, diabetes, toxic shock syndrome, and even as bad as cancer, all because of the products we are using. So my goal is to educate women on healthier choices for them, but also for the environment. So I sell two products mainly. The first one is the Moon Cup, which is a menstrual cup. I imported from the UK. And it's a reusable cup, so you buy one product and you never have to buy another sanitary product again. You insert it, it collects 30% more blood than any tampon or pad. When it's full, you take it out, empty the cup and clean it and put it back in.
Okay.
And it's an amazing product.
Yes, it's been around for quite a while, and I know it's very successful here. So we've got basically 2 minutes left. And so what is the other product? And then
the other product's just the NatraCare organic range, which is 100% organic sanitary pads and tampons because the Moon Cup's not for everybody.
Yeah, I know that. Okay. So, all right. So let's look at the picture of this. I mean, it's a beautiful picture. What is your dream going forward for the work you're doing and the, you know, in and around Justice?
So my dream is for all women to trust women and to go back to our roots and get our information from our bodies and from women that care, understand, and actually give us the time that we need to talk. Women need to learn to listen to their bodies again. And that's my goal, to teach women that they have the most amazing bodies. They just need to learn to listen to them. And I promise you, their lives will be changed forever.
What about other people wanting to do what you're doing? Are you going to be training other people so they can see the possibility? You can't do it all on your own.
I can't, it's a very intense course overseas. You actually have to have a honors and a master's degree to be accepted into it. That's the long-term plan, but for now it's just building my practice up and seeing as many women as I can and educating women. We'll take the next step in educating more practitioners in the long run in the next couple of years.
Right, great. Well, thank you for your time and this wonderful information, which I'm sure people will find most, informative. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Heather.